but a fatherly man, and he would sometimes, I mean, his job really was to look after my illness, but he would sometimes say things which were like a fatherly thing, you know. I mean, I'm for ages and ages I was doing research, and I was doing my, but I mean, when I was married in 71, I then went back to university and got my good degree that I wanted, because I was stable and well, healthy and well, and I then did a doctorate. And Dr. Nabarro said, well, you have to think about your pension, you know. You diabetics need to have a stable life, you know. And so he would give me that sort of advice, which was lovely. So he was much more than a doctor. But also he was the most wonderful doctor who looked after me, because I had various adventures, as you'd expect. And one of them was that when I was cataloguing for Sotheby's, I cataloged Egyptian things, which I absolutely loved. It was heaven. There was so much Egyptian stuff around from private collections and things like that, and I used to catalog it. And I went to Egypt twice. When I went to Egypt, I was actually just getting Addison's disease then. And this was in the about 68, 67 or 68. And heat is the worst thing for that, and I wasn't being treated. So I went to Egypt, and I began to be weak and ill, and I had no idea what the matter was. And I ended in this up in this strange, well, it was a wonderful hospital run by French nuns in Luxor, and they treated me in... I mean, I don't know that they knew what the matter was. Nobody did, actually. They didn't know what to do with me, but they tried to treat me. And they were then sent me to a wonderful big hospital in Cairo. And from then that, I struggled back, feeling so ill. I can't tell you how ill I felt. Struggled back home, and I lived in a flat on the top floor, but I couldn't really walk up the stairs. I was that ill. And I went to the Middlesex then, and Dr. Nabarro tested me in every way. And I think, I mean, the problem with it was that the diabetes was masking the other problem, and it was difficult to tell. But he discovered I'd got Addison's disease and started to give me cortisone. And as with the insulin long before, but more dramatic in a way, because, of course, I can remember it much more clearly, you get better at once, you know. I mean, I had a month off work or something, but I remember getting better very, very quick.